A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time, 444. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
education and the state's COVID-19 response. Those are the two biggest issues being tackled by lawmakers in this legislative session that kicks off today. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, Provo High School will move online to remote learning on Thursday. Students move back to every other day in person starting Monday. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
That's going to be Highway 89 going northbound in Davis County. A crash at Oak Hills Drive has really been affecting traffic and causing delays. It looks like they mostly have the crash out of traffic to the right shoulder, but it's a tight squeeze in the area. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
The winds have subsided, sunny skies this afternoon, but another storm is on the way. I'm Kevin Eubank.
45 minutes till sunset. We're at 41 degrees in Salt Lake City now. KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
The bells at Washington's National Cathedral tolling 400 times in memory of the more than 400,000 dead from COVID-19. President-elect Joe Biden paying tribute at the Lincoln Memorial Reflecting Pool.
Let us shine the lights in the darkness along the sacred pool of reflection. Remember all we lost.
The president-elect left his home state of Delaware today on the eve of his inauguration. President Trump also focusing on the pandemic in a recorded farewell address that the White House released today.
When our nation was hit with the terrible pandemic, we produced not one but two vaccines with record-breaking speed, and more will quickly follow.
The president will not attend tomorrow's inauguration ceremony. The National Guard has confirmed that 12 members have been removed from D.C. security duty and that two may have ties to extremists. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. President-elect Joe Biden participated in that memorial for the 400,000 Americans who died from COVID. ABC's Alex Stone says it was the only thing on Biden's calendar today.
This is not the huge celebration it normally is. Normally, the night before, you would have parties and big bashes going on, and it would be a big celebration. That's not going on tonight. You know, he's been attending the COVID memorial, and then he's down for the night. And then tomorrow, many of the events that would normally go on, inaugural balls, the big parade, none of that is happening. That's all virtual. You'll see it on TV. You'll hear it on the radio, but it's not really going on here in Washington. It's a produced event. And then, you know, they'll kind of cut in with some things here and there, like him walking the last little block past Lafayette Square, and then that'll be it. But the normal things that would go on, a lot of them won't be going on. Yes, he in person on the steps of the Capitol will be sworn in. There will be members of Congress and previous and past presidents who were there, not President Trump, but others. But many of the aspects of the big day will not be going on.
And Alex says the feeling in Washington is somber and solemn.
You know, it is empty. It is silent here in Washington. I'm standing on the National Mall right now, and I mean, you can hear around me. Normally on any given day, this would be a busy area, let alone on the eve of the inauguration. And it's me and National Guard members who are here, and that's it. This area is shut down for many blocks. The public cannot get into this area. 191,000 flags filling the National Mall, state flags, American flags, territory flags, representing the people who would normally be here. But between the silence, the emptiness of this city, and the first inaugural event when he arrived being an event to in memory of the dead, that this is going to be a very different and very somewhat somber inauguration, the tone of it. Tomorrow, though, we understand his speech is going to be about looking forward and overcoming and coming together. But there are a lot of aspects. They've got the threat of the virus here and the threat of violence as well, and they're trying to deal with both of those.
That's ABC's Alex Stone in the nation's capital. After the moving COVID ceremony in front of the Lincoln Memorial at dusk, there are no parties. No bashes. It's a quiet night in Washington. KSL News Time, 4:49. Let's bring you up to speed on the trip home. It's Triple Tree. Ricky, help me out. What do we do here?
It is triple team traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Well, for those who are in the Murray area, an update on that accident that we just reported. This is actually 5300 South to northbound I-15, and it's as you're traveling westbound at 53rd South, and you do have a lane closed there. We also have more trouble in traffic westbound I-215 South Belt. This looks to be near, just east of State Street. Keep an eye out for that. And then for those who are traveling southbound on I-15, traffic has been a little heavy and slow between the South Interchange, almost to 90th South. Michelle?
Well, pretty quiet overall, SR36. Just a little slow as you're approaching 1000 North in Tooele. For drivers on 5600 West, minor scattered delays between California Avenue into West Valley. Bankator Highway, again, we're seeing those delays southbound as you're going through Taylorsville. Steve?
Southbound 15, slowdowns in Davis County, right there at Park Lane with a stalled vehicle on the right shoulder. Delays back to Burton Lane. And a tight drive on northbound Highway 89, packed in due to a crash at Oak Hills Drive. Expect delays starting at about Nichols Road in Fruit Heights. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the nines. The seven-day forecast is brought to you by BW Southtown. Listen, here's Kevin Eubank.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. Well, the seven-day forecast has a couple of storms to deal with. First, we get a nice break. Sunshine and 44 on Wednesday. Partly cloudy, 45 on Thursday. Our next storm gets here from the southwest on Friday. It'll start in southern Utah and then expand northward throughout the day Friday and into the day Saturday. It'll be a rain-snow mix in the valleys, snow in the mountains of northern and southern Utah, but the bulk will impact central and southern areas. Partly cloudy skies Sunday, and another storm gets here Monday night into Tuesday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
It's 41 degrees.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, only on KSL News Radio.
Things that make you go, I was in the crib, sitting by the fireplace, chicken cocoa on the best candy rug. Doorbell rang, who could it be? Thought to myself, then started to shrug. Got to the door, ding dong, who is it? My girl's best friend had paid me a visit. Fly as can be, tight dress and all. She knew that I was faithful and really didn't have to go. I tried to chill, she made the move, now I know my girlfriend would.
Hi, I'm Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox.
My name is Junior, and what got me to the point to call in Jordan Wilcox is that I kept getting harassed by the IRS. I owe the IRS about $50,000.
When the IRS invades your life, keep in mind, it's not just you.
It kept adding up, and of course, I need food on the table, and I needed a place to live, so I couldn't really afford it. A long story short was they're going to take everything from me.
Don't face the IRS alone. With everything in your life at stake, don't trust just anyone.
You know, I found out through Jordan, through my wife. She searched and searched, found him through his 5-star reviews on the internet. It is one of the best things I have, if not the best thing I have ever done.
You need someone to fight for you.
We ended up settling for $1,000.
Visit TaxHelpUT.com and get relief today. Let's solve your tax problems now. Visit TaxHelpUT.com.
I almost wanted to cry as soon as they did.
That's TaxHelpUT.com.
Do you want to retire in the next 5 years? How will you ensure you cover all your bases so you don't overlook or underestimate anything? Learn how with the Ultimate Retirement Planning Checklist. It's free from Boss Retirement Solutions in Salt Lake, winner of Utah's Best of State Award for Retirement Planning. This free guide is the result of decades of financial planning experience with thousands of people. To get your free retirement planning checklist, be one of the first 10 callers now at 801-682-4448. This free guide could be the single most important tool to help you retire successfully. Get your free guide now by calling 801-682-4448. 801-682-4448.
Advisory services offered through Boss Retirement Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Insurance products and services offered through Boss Retirement Solutions.
Volkswagen Southtown is putting all remaining 2020 models on clearance. Help us say sayonara to 2020 with up to 30% off. Visit VWSouthtown.com today.
Early on at Whipple Service Champions, I bought 6 plumbing vans for an average of $2,000 each. What a bargain. But it wasn't. I apologize to those poor technicians that had to drive those broken down vans and to the customers who had to wait while we waited for tow trucks and mechanics. After that, I bought five-year-old fleet trucks. Now I know why they sell their trucks at 5 years.
And why I should never buy them.
I've learned this about furnaces, ACs, and water heaters, too. If they are 15 or 20 years old, they're not going to be reliable. At Whipple Service Champions, you can have reliable and get over $2,000 off a high-efficiency furnace and AC or a new water heater at this year's best prices. Each comes with a reliable 10 years parts and labor warranty. Only from Whipple, Utah's best of state company, 9 times in 9 years. Whipple Service Champions, call 801-444-FAST.
Whipple, they come, plumbing troubles all gone.
For emergencies, when you call today, we come today. 10 years parts and labor.
We're watching Utah's Money at KSL. Kohl's and Bed Bath & Beyond are some of the retailers dropping MyPillow products. This follows the series of controversial comments about the presidential election from MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell. KSL Drive's electric truck maker Rivian has raised more than $2.5 billion. That's in its latest recent round of funding. It's brought in about $8 billion since 2019, this company, Rivian. FedEx is cutting 6,300 jobs in Europe. The company is merging with an already established delivery firm, TNT Express. Wall Street, today the Dow was up 116. The S&P gained 30 points. The NASDAQ was up 198. Jazz notes now. We're brought to you by Wasatch Medical Clinic, and here's KSLSports.com Jazz Insider, Ben Anderson.
The Utah Jazz will put their league-leading five-game winning streak on the line tonight when they face the New Orleans Pelicans. The Jazz are one of the NBA's premier teams, owning the second-best record in the league at 9-4, with a league-best 7 wins away from home. The team will look to see that success return to Vivint Arena, where they will host their next 6 opponents in Salt Lake City. Donovan Mitchell is averaging 26 points per game over the Jazz' last 5 wins, but credits the team's multifaceted offensive attack for their success.
You know, it's like really a point of where you're really picking your poison. You know, you stop me, you got Mike, you got Bojan, you got JC, you got Rudy. Like, you know, you can go down the line.
The Pelicans, meanwhile, have lost 5 of their last 6 games as they come into Utah on stops 4 and 5 of a 6-game road trip. The Jazz and Pelicans tip off at 7 p.m. For complete coverage of the game, visit KSLSports.com. For Jazz Notes, I'm Ben Anderson, KSL News Radio.
Struggling with ED, sick of pills? Visit WasatchMedicalClinic.com for an incredible free offer.
Hi guys, it's Andrew. If you're struggling with ED, there is now a breakthrough treatment that the drug companies don't want you to know about. Wasatch Medical Clinic uses the most advanced form of acoustic wave therapy, clinically shown to open up and regrow blood vessels. We can now reverse ED without any pills. Even Cambridge University recently tested our technology and concluded that it is highly effective. If you're struggling, call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now for an unprecedented offer. We'll give you the initial medical screening, exam, even the blood flow ultrasound totally free, plus a special gift that produces instant results. Also, for a very limited time, new patients even get free testosterone. If you want to regain your younger years in the bedroom, call Wasatch Medical Clinic in the next 2 minutes to qualify for this $600 offer free. 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. That's Wasatch Medical Clinic. Call now and put a stop to your ED. 801-901-8000.
I'm Andrew Saul, Commissioner of Social Security. Beware of threatening calls from telephone scammers pretending to be government employees. These calls are not from us. Hang up and report the call at oig.ssa.gov.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.